Governor Bruce Rauner says he isn't a billionaire, but he's not far off. Me? I'm Amanda Vinicky, State House Bureau Chief for Illinois Public Radio. And let's just say I've got a better chance of walking on the moon than ever making $1 billion. But we both, as does everyone else who lives in Illinois, no matter how rich or poor, pay the same state income tax rate. The Constitution requires a flat tax. Illinois Democrats are moving to change that. Representative Christian Mitchell, who's from Chicago, is sponsor of a constitutional amendment that would allow for a graduated tax rate, one based on income levels, like how the federal government does it. It's a pretty basic change, albeit with potentially huge consequences for Illinois families, businesses, and the state's bank account. That's where another Democrat, Representative Lou Lang of Skokie, comes in. He's filed legislation that gets into the specifics. It creates four different tiers of income and the rates they'd be taxed at should a progressive structure become legal in Illinois. It's been attempted before, but Lang says lawmakers got too greedy. They wanted to make too much revenue off of it. He says this time is different.
The important part of this is not to raise money. The important part of this is that people down here have been clamoring for tax relief for some time. And this is a proposal that will not only raise new money for the state of Illinois, but will provide tax relief in the form of income tax relief to 99% of Illinois citizens.
Go through these levels. Basically, it would be those who are most wealthy would be the ones that would be paying more, and that's how Illinois would get additional revenue.
So these rates would go from 3.5% to 9.75%, but the people that are paying the highest levels are those that are making over $1 million a year. Again, 99% of Illinois taxpayers would receive a tax cut, and only 1% would receive a tax increase. The levels are very carefully put together. There are some that didn't want to do this. There are some that just wanted more revenue and more revenue and more revenue, and that's why these bills have failed over the years. Our goal here was to provide tax relief, but also to provide some new revenue so that we can take care of our social services and help balance our budget. I think we have a reasonable chance to pass this. Frankly, I can't imagine even anti-tax legislators complaining about a measure that provides tax relief to 99% of our taxpayers.
But this is flexible, and so the constitutional amendment itself doesn't set these rates. It would be flexible if a legislature in the future wanted to change those. It could, but the amendment to the Constitution has to come and pass first.
The provision that I filed is contingent on the constitutional amendment passing in the November election.
But not the opposite. The constitutional amendment is not contingent on this.
Correct. And so if we pass this bill, it would say that if the constitutional amendment doesn't get on the ballot or if it doesn't pass, then these tax rates don't change because we can't.
Why do you believe fundamentally in a progressive or a graduated income tax versus a flat one?
I think that those who are more well off need to be more helpful to the state of Illinois. It's the same way it is in the federal government, the same way it is in most states. The flat tax has been hurting our state, and it's time to change. But at the same time, I wanted to do something that was fair and reasonable and helpful to citizens of Illinois. So while, yes, there are new rates, and at the very top level, these rates are much higher than they are today, the fact is that 99% of our taxpayers will get a tax cut.
If you're wondering what this means for you, here goes. Like I said, Lang's plan is four-tiered. The lowest rate is 3.5%. That'd apply to single people who make up to $100,000 and families, joint filers, with incomes up to $200,000. The next level is 3.75%, the same as it is now. And that's what single folks making up to $500,000 or heads of household filers with incomes up to $750,000 would pay. The next level is 8.75%, and then finally, top earners, millionaires really, would pay 9.75%. Of course, there are factors like how big a family is and all that come into the equation, so a few examples. A married couple with two kids and an income of $250,000 would see a tax cut of $500. The tax bill for a family that size with an income of $55,000 would decrease by $116. Then again, a married couple with no kids and an income of $1 million would see their taxes increase by $11,785.
Even with the tax increases to the very few, some of them still will be paying less than the 5% they used to pay when we had the income tax increase of several years ago which has gone down now from 5% to 3.75%.
How much would this bring in?
Our estimates are that this will raise $1.9 billion. Now, you could do it without these tax cuts to the 99% and raise much more money. And many would like to do that, but I don't think that's reasonable. I think we have to provide new revenue, but also provide tax relief to most of Illinois. And this will accomplish both of those goals in a reasonable and responsible way.
Anything that I'm missing?
I think as time rolls out over the next few weeks, we'll see more. I think you'll see in the next week or so movement on Representative Mitchell's constitutional amendment. Any constitutional amendment to get on the ballot for this November has to pass with a 3/5 vote in both chambers by the 6th of May. So we're not that far away.
But the governor himself does not have to take any action. I'm sure that he will weigh in on this or at least be asked about it, but he does not need to lend a signature.
The governor has nothing to do with a constitutional amendment whatsoever. He certainly is entitled to his opinion. I don't know what that opinion will be.
I'm going to interrupt Lang here. I do know, and it isn't a positive opinion. Governor Bruce Rauner's spokeswoman says, and I quote, "The majority party's desire to skyrocket taxes is breathtaking. A progressive income tax would be the straw that breaks the Illinois economy's back, sending our state even further into the economic doldrums. It's beyond time for Democrats to come to the table and work with the governor to find common ground on real structural reforms that will get our economy moving in the right direction." So there's Governor Bruce Rauner's position. Let's get back to Lang.
If 3/5 of the House and 3/5 of the Senate pass this amendment, it will be on the ballot in November.
You know, I get asked all the time, Democrats have supermajorities. Why don't they just pass a tax hike? Why don't they do whatever? Is this a case where maybe Democrats will need to or could link at the elbows and use those supermajorities?
It would be best if issues like taxation, tax reform, whether it's tax increases or tax cuts, be done in a bipartisan way. And so I'm going to be working for that bipartisan relationship, be working for the get the governor to support it. If the governor wished to do so, he could be helpful. If the governor wished not to be helpful, that would be his choice. It seems to me, though, that it's very difficult to look at a proposal that's going to provide tax relief to 99% of our taxpayers and say, I'm against that. How can anybody be against that?
They can be, and they are. Though Lang makes it sound impossible for a politician to oppose, and yes, that is probably part of the political calculus and how he set these rates, critics came out quick. Not just Governor Rauner. Small businesses, think sole proprietorships or S-Corps, pay personal income taxes, not the corporate one. The head of the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, Todd Meisch, says this plan will punish small business owners, and he says it'll accelerate the documented flight of high net worth individuals out of our state. Meisch says it won't make Illinois the $1.9 billion Lang has promised. He says it'll generate millions for neighboring states where wealthy people and small businesses will flee to. Also, the group Americans for Prosperity, it's calling Lang's plan election year politics. The AFP's state director, David Frome, says given low levels of confidence in Illinois government, people shouldn't trust the General Assembly enough to give them carte blanche ability to add brackets. Speaking of income taxes, I hope you got your returns in on time. I'm Amanda Vinicky.